Do you know that you have the power to attract anyone by letting go and detaching? You'll be as attractive as f***.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high. Like a big, beautiful eagle, we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High flyers, it's coming. February, I know it's a long ways away, but look at 2024 is going to be an incredible year for love. And we're starting it out in the month of love in Sedona, Arizona. True love activation, 3 days of intense love. Look at when you bring that love vibe into your life, you have the specific person, you have a better marriage, you have a better relationship, but you also attract abundance and happiness. It's incredible. It really is. 3 days in Sedona, Arizona. Go to trueloveactivation.com. So in this video, High Flyers, I'm going to talk to you about becoming that magnetic force. That powerful, self-contained magnetic force that attracts whatever it desires. You have that ability to attract what you desire, especially when it comes to a specific person or a love interest. The problem is, High Flyers, is that most of us, when we have someone, we start chasing. And especially if we've gone through a breakup or something like that, we start chasing even harder. And we think, if I don't chase, they won't know that I have an interest in them, that I care about them, that I love them. But often it's just the opposite that is true. The more you chase, the more they run. You see, chasing indicates that you're operating from a lack mentality. The secret to attracting anything or anyone is to prioritize yourself. Why not choose to be the one that attracts them to you rather than you chasing them? And you can do this by expanding your magnetic vortex. We're going to show you how to do that in this video. What happens is as we become attached or even obsessed to a person or situation, we find ourselves giving up on our own energy and we begin to lose our own magnetism. When we become obsessive and we become obsessed that we want that other person's energy, I want them to call me more often. I want them to text me. I want them to take me out. I want them to make a commitment. When we get into that obsession energy, we're pushing them away and just the opposite begins to happen. And it's, here's what happens. Well, so as the opposite happens, we start wanting and obsessing even more. And that pushes them more and more away. And the harder we chase, the faster they run. Detach yourself from outcome and live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Neville Goddard. Live in the wish fulfilled. Detach from the outcome. In other words, if I send a text to someone and they don't respond back to me, I'm not attached to that outcome. I don't even care if they respond back. That's not important. You see, my mind is already way down the road and I'm focusing on the wish fulfilled, what my life is like when everything is perfect with my relationships, with everything else. It's really important that you understand this. What happens is on an energetic level, the person that you're obsessing over, they feel that energy. Look at, we're not disconnected from each other. Just because you haven't seen them in 4 weeks or 8 weeks or a year, if you've been obsessing and wanting and needing and fearing and doubting and worrying, then you are literally repelling them away. At some level, on a vibrational level, they feel it. Detach from the old story and live in the new story you desire. Neville Goddard. Neville says it all. When you're living in the new story that you desire, as if it is already yours, law of assumption, as if you are already living it, guess what? Then you are. When you're living in the wish fulfilled, there's no need to allow a lack mentality to destroy your vibration, your connection, or attraction with someone you desire to be closer to. Our fears of losing someone, or someone rejecting us, or someone choosing someone else over us, is the precise frequency that pushes them away. The more they pull away, the more pain we feel, the more disempowered we feel. And disempowerment is not magnetic. It will not attract anyone back. Pain is not magnetic. It will not attract anyone to you. Pain is counter to you being as magnetic as you possibly can be. And when you are glowing and when you are emanating magnetism, nothing can resist you. Everything and everyone is drawn to you because you are the one, because you are creating the environment where you stand in the center as the magnetic pole and you draw them to you. You're not chasing anybody. There's no chasing involved. Detach from the how and trust the feeling within you. Neville Goddard. That's the beautiful thing about this, High Flyers, is you don't have to know how you're going to attract someone into your life. You don't have to have any idea. It's not important. All you need to know is that that feeling lives within you, and it's a feeling that they want too, and so they're drawn to it. Once we detach, the pain subsides. And now that the pain has subsided, we have the ability to fully and completely focus on the wish fulfilled. When you're in the wish fulfilled mindset, you're in the state of allowing. So what is allowing? Allowing means you're open. You're in a state of openness. We become open to possibilities. We become open to opportunities. We embrace the flow of life and of love rather than trying to force it. When you're in the state of allowing, your energy vortex, your personal vortex, is flowing and is magnetic and is attracting. Why? Because you have complete trust in God, in the universe, in the supreme, in the quantum field, whatever it is you believe. You have complete trust. You're now open to infinite possibilities, things you never even could have thought of before. Now you're open to them. We accept and expect this or something better. When you are allowing, you're in a state of relaxation, of patience, of inner calmness. You understand that things may take time to unfold in your life. As you allow, you surrender, unwind, relax, and regain your center, your magnetism, and your personal power. Allowing, High Flyers, also encourages gratitude. When you start allowing, you're automatically, it's not like I have to schedule it, I'm automatically in a state of higher gratitude. And that expands my magnetism, that expands my energy field, it expands your health field as well. But it also begins to send out a vibration that says, I want to come closer to this person. And whoever it is, whatever it is, they want to be near you. Why? because you're as attractive and as magnetic. Now, remember to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.